And we've got her still in studio. We were talking to her about, we were talking about a lot of things. Therapy being one of them, which is what you're probably going to need after you see her tonight over at the Improv. Tomorrow, you'll be able to check her out. Two different shows. In fact, we're going to be giving away a pair of tickets to the 10 o'clock show, talking about Wendy Liebman here in studio with us. Again, thank you for being on the show.
Hey, my pleasure.
It's good to see you.
I owe you money.
We're now going to play the game, but you know it, you love it. Three questions with a hot chick. Now, here to join us, we have got four contestants. We got Deirdre, Adam, Jeff, and AJ. Now, Deirdre, if she gets one right, you win. Adam, two. Jeff, if she gets all three correct, you win. AJ, none of them, you win. You guys know the rules. You can cheat. Throw out the right or wrong answers. If she doesn't know it, she may draw from what you give her. And, of course, if you don't want her to get any of them right, AJ, hint, hint, nudge, nudge.
Yeah,
throw out exactly. All wrong answers. Are you ready?
Ooh, it's like strategy.
It is. This is like Radio Stratego right here.
Okay. All right, let me wrap my head around this.
Okay, question number one. Three questions with a hot chick. Bat guano. Guano, of course, another name for poop. Used to be a key ingredient in what product? Was it A, eyeliner and mascara, B, Halloween costumes, or C, glow-in-the-dark jewelry? What do you say?
D Tang.
Eyeliner.
D Tang.
Halloween costumes.
Wait, it was eyeliner.
No. Hey,
Halloween
hey,
costumes
hey.
Or glow in the dark jewelry.
People used to rub it all over their bodies.
Hey, come on. No. It's an eyeliner. It's makeup.
No.
Shitty anyway.
It's glow stick.
I think it was. Halloween costumes, because I always dressed up as a big piece of that.
A big piece of bat guano.
Yeah.
And that would be incorrect. You're not going to get all three of them. Jeff is out of there.
Sorry, Jeff.
See you later, Jeff.
The incorrect answer was eyeliner.
Ew.
Yeah, you were putting this stuff on your eye. Question number two, from 1000 to 500 BC, warrior tribes from the western part of Europe did what to frighten their enemies? Did they A, wear huge wigs so they looked twice as big, B, dyed their bodies blue and fought naked, or C, charged backward with their butts bared?
Ooh,
I'm going to go with C.
I am not smarter than a fifth grader. I think it's going to be C.
C, charge backward with their butts bared would be incorrect.
You're out.
It's now between AJ and Deirdre. The correct answer was dyed their bodies blue and fought naked.
That was my third answer.
See, and I thought you had to pay extra for that.
Hey, who doesn't do that at a football game?
Third question. If you lived in the 1700s, you might have worn a plumper, which was A, a puffy shirt, B, padded underwear to make your butt look bigger, or C, a cork ball inside your cheek where you were missing teeth.
Oh, I don't know.
What do you say? If you get it correct, Deirdre wins. If you get it incorrect, AJ wins.
In the 1700s?
It's called a plumper.
A
it's
plumper?
Either a puffy
I just
shirt.
Watched a porno.
Padded underwear.
on
a,
that's a fluffer.
That's a fluffer.
A plumper. I think it has to do with a cork ball in your...
A cork ball
wait,
in
hold
your
on,
teeth?
Hold on. Yeah.
Would be correct.
Whoa,
right there.
Yeah.
Deirdre, you got it. Congratulations.
You are the hot chick.
Girl power. Well, you know,
had no freaking idea.
It's your Friday morning freak show.
Wendy Liebman, thank you so much for being on the program.
Hey, thank you.
And of course, tonight at the Improv, you can check her out. Also, a couple other comedians again.
David Gee and Scott Kennedy.
Tonight with Wendy Liebman over at the Fantasy Springs Improv. Again, thank you very much for coming on.
Have a great day.
And that is how you do three questions with a hot chick.